It's a puzzle.
So in a case where somebody was kaifer the kodim that he got from a kotlin, so a kotlin must have money. And we're talking about a pasuk, so obviously we're talking about a deraisa. How could a kotlin have money in a deraisa? No, amrina beferek mishemes, ein schiel le kotlin. Ein schiel le kotlin. So right away, this is shver, before we even get any further. There's no such gemara in mishemes, as far as I know, of ein schiel le kotlin. When Tosfos over here says ein schiel lekotan, what does he mean ein schiel lekotan? It means that there's no zochen l'adam ali, that there's no a gadol can't be zeicha for a kotan, or he means that a kotan can't be zeicha for himself. Just the words in Tosfos. When Tosfos says ein schiel lekotan, does he mean that a kotan can't be zeicha for himself, yudaraisa, or does he mean that a gadol can't be zeicha for a kotan? Yeah, for himself. Because the next words are exactly. If it was somebody else's zeicha for him, so obviously the chachil and toisit ain't schiel a katan. He meant that midaraisa katan can't be zeicha for himself. And he says kiramin in perek mishemes. There's no such gemara in perek mishemes. The gemara in perek mishemes in Kufun Zayin is talking about toisit was not tekoda. It's talking about a yisrael being zeicha for a katan. So that's a gemara talking mishemes. If a gadol could be zeicha for a katan. Now we'll take a look in a second. That's a different discussion. Is it zochen l'adam shalay b'fana for a cotton? But for a cotton to be zochen himself, that's not a gemara. It's not. There are gemaras. There's a mishnah about mitzias chayr shaytiv be cotton is a takana derabanan. That's one of that's Tosfos right that a cotton to be zochen for himself without das acheres is only derabanan because that's a perish gemara. That a mitzia, the mitzia of chayr shaytiv be cotton is a special takana chacham that he could keep it. Midrash he can't keep it. Not able to be kind it. That's a perish gemara, perish mishnah. There's a Gemara that says, later on we'll see Tosfos quotes Gemara in Ezu Neshech, there's a Gemara in Gittin, about Tzor V'Zorkoi, Eges V'Noitloi, Zoychel Atzmoi, V'Ein Zoychel Acherim, or maybe the Gemara we started talking about yesterday. So that's a Gemara. It's not clear if that's a... But there it says, Yisroch l'atzmai, Shal, if that's their Isa, if that's their Abonon. If it's their Isa, why is it different than Mitzia? That's a Cheres Machne. Okay, there's discussions, there's what to talk about. But the Gemara, the Lashon that the Tosfos quotes, it says in Perek Misha Meis, Ein Schiel L'Kotan, I don't know what he's talking about. I, as far as I know, it's not such Gemara. Any of that. Okay, I don't know how to do that. Then Tosfos goes on, V'ibish Ezekulei Alidei Acher, Elamai, you'll tell me maybe right, the cotton for himself can't be zeicha. Cotton doesn't have a yad to be zeicha for himself. Again, I don't know where he gets that assumption from. We'll see later on. Also, it can't even be that there's such a gemara because later on Tosfos entertains that maybe a cotton could be zeicha for himself midrash. Maybe by das acheres makne, maybe he could be zeicha for himself. That's going to be the hemshecha Tosfos. Tosfos himself is not so sure if a cotton could be zeicha for himself. How could it be a beferish gemara in schiel a cotton?
That mishnah in the beginning, the resha.
Right.
Saying that the Shechemira could give it over his Nechassim
right.
On Shabbos and Chol, so it sounds like he's saying Kiyotibo that he's giving to the person. So what it says in later on, at least in Rabbi Yehuda's reading
right.
Of the Mishnah, so it could be that he's saying he's giving over to a Katan, Kiyotibo that he's giving over to someone else, he's giving over to a Katan.
I mean, the case is Ochon the Katan is talking about a Shechemira. I didn't think that was so.
Well, the Kiyotibo means like in that similar. In
no, it's Kiyotibo in the pattern of where's the where, which way does the Kal V'Chomer run? Not that it's the same case. What kind of Kiyotibo is it? It's a similar kind of Kal V'Chomer issue. Which one is more obvious? Which one is less obvious? I don't think that's true.
It is their opponent, at least.
I mean, it can't be. Lemaisa, it can't be because, and if that was the case, then Tosfos when he later on turns around and says that a cotton could be zeicha for himself, he would have to go back and fix the Gemara, quote unquote, of ein schiel l'kotan.
You could say that's derabanan in that Gemara.
No, but Tosfos is sad that it is derabanan. Tosfos later on, behemshich, wants to, based on the Gemara in Gittin, Tosfos comes around to saying that a cotton has schiel deraisa. So if he has schiel deraisa. So what happened to the Gemara that Tosfos is quoting now? Harmina perek mishemes ein schiel lekotan. If there's a Gemara perek mishemes ein schiel lekotan, then later on when Tosfos decides that there is schiel lekotan, he should have to come back and fix this Gemara. The answer is, but there's no such Gemara. So what does he want now? I didn't see anybody ask this. I don't know. It's very modern. Yeah.
Rashi over there says,
explain the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who says the Kvizachim for Kantam and not for Gadol. Rashi says, Paul Bein La Yad was Kosta Atzmo, the Chacham had to be Misaki, and that a Gadol could be Zocha for Kantam. So it seems like that you have to say that in order to
Well, maybe saying good thing. There's a Manda Omar. The Mishnah over there has a Manda Omar. We'll put it on the board. We're up to this Gemara now anyway. What is it saying? What does it say in that Mishnah Gemara? The Gemara over there has Machlokes of Lezer Rav Yeshua. But the Machlokes of Lezer Rav Yeshua comes in two versions, Rav Meir's version and Rav Yehuda's version. So Meir's version, Rav Alessa says, Zochem the Gadol, then Zochem the Kavel. Zochem the Gadol, then Zochem the Kavel. Katan has no yad. So Rav Elezer says, now is Rav Elezer, but Rav Elezer doesn't mean Rav Elezer, but what you're saying could be good. Rav Elezer says the zochel onim shalay b'fanim to be zochel for a gadol, but you cannot be zochel for a katan. I don't know if it's because a katan doesn't have a yad, or because a cousin doesn't have, or because it doesn't have shlichos. I guess that depends. The Gemara is, there's very little that's spelled out over there in the Gemara, and not that much in Rashi and Taisus either. Zochel the gadol, vein zochel the katan. Taisa over there says that the reason why a point of Elezer ain't Zochem the Katan is because ain't Lishlichus. And Tzchi is Mitam Shlichus. But according to the Rashba, that Tzchi is not Mitam Shlichus, is not Mitam Shlichus. So then you'd have to know, why does Elezer hold that you can't be Zochem for a Katan? Tzchi has nothing to do with Shlichus. I don't know, but there's a lot of questions here. I'm not sure that we're going to go into it too much, but I'm just flagging. Taisa over there says, the reason why he's up on the cotton is because ain't lishlichus. And Rabbi Yeshua says that zochim legodol kalachoymer lekotten. Why is it a kalachoymer? Because Katan needs it more. Since a Katan can't be Zaycha for himself, so there's a need to be Misaken that somebody else should be Zaycha for him. By God, that's such a big need to make such a Takana, assuming that it is a Takana. That's one of the issues here. Maybe Zaycha is a Takana. So Rabbi Yeshua says, well, if you can be Zaycha for a Godel, if you can be Zaycha for a Godel, it doesn't really need this Takana so much. So Kalo Chayma, you should be able to be Zaycha for a Katan. Which implies that Zochen is a Takana. Yeah, Rashi said. Taisa said that, says that too. Kaven shegodol yochel leknes leitikun leirabbanan zchiyah. Taisa said. No, the Taisa going on the other Taisa going on a later mandala. Yeah, but lechay that's the pshat that Zochen the gadol kavachay melekotan means that Tzchiyah is a Takana. And it's more obvious that we should be misakin for a Katan who needs the Takana than that we should be misakin for a Lav. That's Rav Meir. Then the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yehuda, he has a different version, in which Rabbi Elazar says, Zochin le Katan, there ain't Zochin le Gadol. Taisus explains that they were a sack and skill for a katan since he needs it. Because the katan needs skill, so they were a sack because he can't be kind of for himself, so they were a sack and skill for a katan. And Rabbi Yeshua says that Zachin, the katan, have a chaim al-gadol. Why is it a Kal v'Chomer? Because the Gadol has a Yad. So since he has a Yad for himself, it's more obvious somebody else could be Zeicher for him. The Katan doesn't even have a Yad. It's a bigger Chiddush that you could be Zeicher for that you could be Zeicher for a Katan. Which maybe that implies Eschia is a Deraisa. If Eschia is a Takana, so then this makes more sense. The Katan needs a Takana, the Gadol doesn't need the Takana. If Eschia is a Din Deraisa, so, and it applies to a cotton too, like the Rashba. So that I could hear, if you could do be zeicher for a cotton, Kal v'Chomer, you could be zeicher for a gadol. But according to Tosfos, that zechiyah for a cotton is a derabanan. Zechiyah for a cotton is a derabanan. I'm not sure I understand this Kal v'Chomer. Tosfos also, there's no zechiyah for a cotton deraisa, because ain't shlichus l'cotton. So what's zechiyah for a cotton? It's a takana derabanan. So what's the Kal v'Chomer? Must be it's a takana for a gadol too. Maybe the whole concept of Zochan Lodom is only a takana. No, there's right away a problematic thing here. Just to understand. In the Kloli Epsak, who do we pass like in this Machlaikas? We certainly don't pass like a Belezer. We never pass like a Belezer. So we have to pass like a Rishua, but we have two versions of Rishua. I mean, it's the same thing, Lalocha. You can zoika for a Gadol and for a Kotel. But in the Kal v'Chomer, which might affect how we understand the Lumbus, in the Kal v'Chomer, it's Machlaikas Emei and Rabbi Yehuda. In Rameh's version, the Kal v'Chomer runs legadol Kal v'Chomer lekatan, and in Rabbi Yehuda's version, the Kal v'Chomer runs lekatan Kal v'Chomer legadol. So in the Kali of Sakh, Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So presumably, this is the shita that we should pass like. Zochen lekatan Kal v'Chomer legadol. Let's just walk the shoe before we come back to the other question. We had yesterday Machlekes Tosfos in the Rashba. Is the Shechiyah for a katan the deraisa or the rabbanan? Tosfos holds Shechiyah mitam shlichus. Katan doesn't have shlichus. So the whole notion of being zeicha for a katan could only be a derabanan. And the Rashba's zechiyah is lav mitam shlichus. And therefore, to be zeicha for a katan could be a din deraisa. A katan doesn't have shlichus, but zochen lodom could have, a katan could have. So it's machlekes Tosfos in the Rashba. Is there zechiyah for a katan midaraisa midarabanan? So the fila Rashba that zochen the katan is a din deraisa. It may not be deraisa according to some of the other tannaim over here. The Rashba may be talking about halacha. The halach we all like this last sheet. The Rabbi Shua, Liba the Rabbi Yudah, Liba the Rabbi Shua. Zochen lekotan Kal v'Chomer legadol. Well, the Rashba holds the halach that midaraisa, that the zechiyah for a katan is a deraisa. So then I understand the Kal v'Chomer of zochen lekotan Kal v'Chomer legadol. If he could be zochen midaraisa for a katan, even though the katan doesn't have any yad to be zochen for himself, let's say. I mean, then we have to get into that. But let's say the katan doesn't have any yad to be zochen for himself. But a gadol could be zeicher for a katan. So if a gadol could be zeicher for a katan midaraisa, Kal v'Chomer could be zeicher for a gadol. If it could be zeicher for a person who doesn't have a yad to be zeicher for himself, Kal v'Chomer you could be zeicher for a person who has a yad to be zeicher for himself. I'm not talking about takanas derabanan. What's more pragmatic? What's more necessary? Well, I don't know what's more possible midaraisa. If there's chia for a katan midaraisa, Kal v'Chomer there's chia for a gadol midaraisa. So according to the Rashba, I understand very well this shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Zochen the Kotan is a din deraisa. Again, it could very well be that according to some of these other tanoim up here on the board, Shechiyah may be only a derabanan for a Kotan. Mashal koyt Rabbi Shua. Zochen the Gadol Kal v'Chomer the Kotan, because the Kotan needs the Katakana more. That's our Rashi. That's a Chorav Shah. So that might imply that Zochen is a derabanan. Even altogether, Zochen is a derabanan. But in Rabbi Shua, at least, it could be that Zochen is the concept of a deraisa. Zoch is a concept of a deraisa. Passing by Kiddushin Zoch is deraisa. The verses we learn that from Nasi Echad. Maybe the maskana also remains. Play there. But Akoponim, at least in a Rishu, which is the critical one, because that's the one that we're passing like, so I could understand Zoch and the Kotra Kal v'Chomer legadol. But, according to Tosfos, that to be Zoch for a Kotra, that a Kotra ain't lo shlichus, and since he has no shlichus, he has no schil. So the din of Zoch and the Kotra is a din der Abonon. So how can you make a Kal v'Chomer from Zoch and the Kotra to Kal v'Chomer legadol? To be zeicher for a gadol, presumably is a din deraisa. Zochen lodom shlo b'fanav. To be zeicher for a katan is only a derabanan. How can you say if you can be zeicher for a katan midrabanan, Kal v'Chomer the zechiyah for a gadol midaraisa? No, what's happened? Maybe it is okay. Am I making moves? I think I'm making moves. I think I'm. Well. I think I said that wrong. According to Tosfos, that Zoch and the Katan is a Takana de Rabbanon. Well, maybe that's terrible. According to Zoch and the Katan, they made a Takana that you could be Zoch for a Katan, even though there's no Shlichas for a Katan, and by rights there ought not to be Shchir, because there ain't Shlichas the Katan. They made a Takana that you could be Zoch for a Katan. It's not like Shlichas. Kavachaymer to a Gadol. I guess the Kavachaymer will be Madach for a Katan who has no Shlichos, they were Mesakin Zochin. So for a Gadol who has Shlichos, Kavachaymer that you have Zochin. Oh, maybe it's good. Maybe it's good. Right, I'm sorry. I think the Kavachaymer is good both according to the Rashba and according to Tosfos, but it'll have a different sense. According to the Rashba, Shlichos is not the issue. Shlichos is not on the table. Shchi has nothing to do with Shlichos. It's not a sugi about Shlichos at all. So sugi about Zochin. Zochin is a different concept. So, but there is an issue of Yad. So Yeshua says, if there's Zochin for a Kotan who has no Yad, Kavachaymer, there's Zochin for a Gadol who has a Yad. According to Tosfos, Shchi has to do with Shlichos. So this is a sugya, at least in part, it's a sugya that's about shlichus. And the problem with being zochin zochin for a katan is that ain't like shlichus. So Rabbi Yeshua says zochin the katan, that there's shchiya for a katan, even though he has no shlichus, and by rights he should have no shchiya. But chachamu mesaken shchiya for a katan, even though he's ain't like shlichus. So kalachaymer for a god who has shlichus, kalachaymer that you have zochin. Okay, that's okay actually. Kaponim, that's the Gemara. Yeah, obviously, there's a lot more. You know, we could spend probably a lot of time with Gemara, but I don't know that we're going to. I don't think we're done. So, the point is, let's just focus on this one. Zochin the Kotan, vein Zochin the Gadol. So, why is this here for a Kotan and not for a Gadol? What's the reason for that? The Kotan is in every way inferior to a Gadol. He doesn't have a Yad, maybe he doesn't have Shlichos. So why does Rav Lezer say that the Shchiyah for a Kotan and not for a Gadol? So what does Tosfos say over there? Because they were Mesaken Shchiyah for a Kotan, since he can't be Zoche for himself, so they were Mesaken Shchiyah for a Kotan. The Gadol could be Zoche for himself, why should we Mesaken Shchiyah for him? So I think you're right. It says in this part of the Gemara, it says that a katan can't be zoicha for himself, or at least it implies, implicit in this line of the Gemara, is that a katan can't be zoicha for himself. If a katan could be zoicha for himself, so why do you have to be misak and skia for a katan any more than for a gadol? They're on the same footing. A katan could be zoicha for himself, a gadol could be zoicha for himself. So maybe this is what Tosfos means, that it says in this Gemara that ain't skia le katan. It doesn't say those words in skia le katan, but from the fact that Rav Elazar says that they were misak and skia for a katan, skia here means somebody else, they were misak and zochin. They will make that distinction. Zochin means another person to be zeichah for me. Zochin lam shleim upon him. Zechia means for me to be zeichah for myself. So since the Gemara says zochin the katan and zochin the gadol, they were misakin zochin for a katan, but they weren't misakin zochin for a gadol. Why is that so? Because a katan, since he doesn't have no zechia for himself, he can't pick it up himself. So we don't want to leave him with no way to acquire things. So chazal were misakin zochin for a katan. A gadol has chiyah for himself. They had no need to be misakin zochin. And obviously, Rav Lezer holds that zochin l'adam shleim b'fanav is that the rabbanim take a concept altogether. So they were misakin it for a katan who needs it. They weren't misakin it for a gadol who doesn't need it. Implicit in that is that a katan cannot be has no chiyah for himself. So he needs zochin l'adam shleim b'fanav. A gadol has chiyah for himself. He doesn't need zochin l'adam shleim b'fanav. So here, Taka, we have an implication that there is that a katan can't be zochin for himself.
Can't be misakin that he has a zechiyah himself. He has. We have to be misakin that I the acher.
I guess zechiyah for himself. They didn't want to be misakin. That's already too hard. The ma'isi had no yad. He had no das. And as we can see, even in Rabbi Shua, even in this Rabbi Meir's version of Rabbi Shua, zochin lekotan legadol kavachaymer lekotan. So Rabbi Shua holds the zochin for both. But where's the kavachaymer? Why is it a kavachaymer? There's zochin for a gadol, kavachaymer for a kotan. Why is it a kavachomer? In what way is it more obvious that there's zochin for a kotan? If anything, it should be less obvious. A kotan is less. The answer is the same idea. The kotan needs the Rav Shua apparently holds, in Rav Meir's version, that zochin l'adam shleim b'fanav is a takana. So who needs the takana more? The kotan. And yet they were misakin it even for a gadol. If they were misakin it even for a gadol, kavachem, they were misakin it for a katan. So again, is implicit the idea that that the katan has no skiyah for himself. Right, it could be this emes pshat and taisus. We have to think later on, taisus says that the katan could be zekah for himself when you have das aferes machna. We'll have to say zochem legadol is when there was no das aferes machna. That's when you need the takanah. Like by Mitzir. We would have to say. Because bottom line, later on, Taisus is Mechadish, that by Das Acheres Machne, Kotun could be Zerker for himself in the Reis. It's sort of a Zerker, Taisus is a Reis. And the Kolokok is Midrabanan for sure. It's sort of a Zerker, at least on a Drabanan level. Taisus Mechadish, even on a Reis level. Certainly, with Furish Lingor, that sort of a Zerker, on a Drabanan level, it could be kind of. So what do we need the takon of Zochem Megadol? What do you need the takon of Skiya for a Kotun? He could be Zerker for himself. At least Midrabanan could be Zerker for himself, maybe even the Reis. By Das Acheres. Oh my, the whole takon is when it's not das acheres machna. But then we have the other takon, it's yis cheres shoyt v'katan la'atzmai. That's also they were misakin. So what do you need a takon of zocha l'orosh l'ibifonah by a katan specially? A katan's not in such bad shape. If it's das acheres machna, so you have the takon of sorv v'zokai egez v'noitli. That it could be zeichah for himself. Whether it's takana, whether it's the rice or the bone, whatever it's going to be, but you keep yourself for yourself. If it's a mitzvah, so it's a takana mitzvah, chayav shaita v'katan is la'atzmai. A second, maybe I can say. And we gave him gezm to Dr. Shalom. So what do you need this takana? If it's a mitzvah, he keeps it as dakeh shalom. If it's a matana, then it's das acheres machna. So when do you ever have this case that the katan can't really be zeichah for himself? We want to have zochem ladam shalei b'fonav.
The Rashi in Gittin says that this Gemara is talking about a case where the katan is even less than the age of Tzor Vizarka.
Oh yeah?
The Kiddush is that even less than the age people could
so for that they were Misakin Zoch. Okay, maybe that's the like, yeah. Where's this Rashi?
I think in Gittin.
What, we're in Gittin?
Maybe Samachal.
Gittin's a big Masechta.
Maybe Samachal.
Okay, oh, I'm in the Sugya of the Samachal. Okay. Okay, good. That'll be good. We need the takana for when he didn't reach the age of Tzor Vizarka. So then for himself he can't be zeicher, but there's a takana of zeicher l'adam shalei b'fonav. I guess once the takana is there, it's for older katanim too, or maybe not. But I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So and that's how the Chayim Gittin
Tosus
says
you should learn
the
Hasim B'fakos b'kan. It's also in Samach Dal.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay, very good. So we have shot in this line of Taisus. Taisus says that it says in the Gemara in Mishameis that ain't schiel a cotton. That's what he means. Not really mefurish those words, but it's implicit over there that a cotton has no schiel atzmei. That's why they were misakim tim zochen lodom shalei b'fonav. So a kaponim, it says in that Gemara that a cotton can't be zeichah for himself. Ve'ibish ezikul loyali de'acher. And if the case is that of zochen lodom shalei b'fonav, so maybe that's how a cotton could have money there. I saw. So first of all, ha'ikam mandomer perik mishemeis zochen lekotan legadol ein zochen lekotan. There's a mandomer that a kotan does not have zochen. Who's that? That's Rabbi Lezer, according to whom? Remeir. That there's the zochen legadol, but not for a kotan. Fine. So and Tosfos means so what's Rabbi Lezer going to do with the pasuk? We have a pasuk v'mein le'ish goyel, which implies the ish, but a kotan you don't have to be Cotton can't be mailed. How does Rabbi Lezer explain the pasuk? A cotton can't have. What do you need this meat over here? Ish, like cotton. A cotton has no money, so I don't need a pasuk to be mailed that you don't have to look for his yarshim. He doesn't have any money in the first place. So what's Rabbi Lezer going to do with the pasuk? That's number one. Moreover, says Taisus, v'afilu madomer zochen the cotton. Even according to the madomer gittin, that you could be zeicher for a cotton. That's Rabbi Shua, for example, or Rabbi Lezer in the other version. I mean, 3/4 of the people in Gittin hold that you could be zeicher for cotton. Rabbi Shua holds that way for sure. Ben the cotton, ben the gadol. We don't know which way the kavachaymer runs, but certainly zeicher for both. There's zochen for both. And even Rabbi Lezer in Rabbi Yehuda's version holds zochen the cotton v'leil the gadol. So still says Tosis is not so good because Hainu Midir Abonin V'Loi Midir Aisa. Even if there is Zochin for a Katan, says Tosis is not a Poshut. According to Tosis, according to all opinions, according to all the Tanoim, Tosis holds Zochin for a Katan could only be a Darabonin, could never be a Dar Aisa. This Chia Mitayesh Shlichus could a Muchach prepare a Kamad of a Metziah because it's Muchach in the Gemara of a Metziah. That schia is mitam is mitayrish shlichus. Taisus has a lashon, I think later on by us or in, that it's an ansadi that he made him into a shlich. What's his right? Schia is, and therefore the Taisus is saying since schia is mitayrish shlichus, and ain shlichus lekotan, so it follows that there's no schia for a kotan midrash. It must only be a derabban. That's shittas of Taisus, and his raya is from a gemara by mitzia. What's the raya? The Amino, and it says over there in the Gemara, Chotzer Mishum Yodei Sraboi, V'lei Gora Mishlichus. So you see over there that Schia is Mitam Shlichus. And then it says, V'kodin Lava Shlichus. So what did he see in the Gemara Messiah? Taisi is very Makatzer in the Raya. So we have to look at the Gemara Messiah and see what is this Gemara. This is Taisi, so it's also, this is the Gemara from which Taisi builds. His principle that schiyas mitam shlichus. So what does it say exactly in the Gemara of Mitzia? Very important Gemara. Gemara says on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Maybe we'll start like this. First of all, there's a Gemara Daf Yudim at base. Go a little bit back now. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Yudim at base has a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Abba Kayim Bardalo. Reish Lakish B'Shem Rabbi Abba Kayim Bardalo. Against Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yanai. What's the machlokes? Is a chotzer Mishum Yod Yisraboi or chotzer mishum shlichus israbai. The Torah said a parsha of chotzer. Torah has it by ganav to matzav yodoi. So we have a enlil yodoi gager chater for kafif minayin. Tamaloymer he matzav to matzav. There's a ribi that a chotzer is kainah by gneva. We have by get to ribi that a chotzer is kainah by a get. When the Torah said parsha is chotzer, is the underlying logic of chotzer that it's a kind of yad? It's an extension of my yad. Or is the logic of chotzer that it's a kind of shlichus mishum shlichus israbai? And the Mordechai Nafkamin is for a cotton. Cotton doesn't have shlichos. So if chotzer is mishum yad, so a cotton could have a yad. But if chotzer is mishum shlichos, then a cotton won't have kinyan chotzer. So the Moshe, if a cotton found a metziah in his chotzer, could it be zoichel with kinyan chotzer? So Rabbi Yochanan says chotzer mishum yad is rabbi. Yes, he can. And Rav Shlokesh Mishum Rav Abba Kohen Bardala says, no, he can't, because Chatzim Mishum Shlichus, a Kotan is Nismayat from Shlichus. And so you over here, and Mar says, well, if it's Mishum Shlichus, how could you use Chatzim for Gneva and Shlichus Varavera? And the Mar discusses that. That's so you hear about it again, Shlichus Varavera. And then the Gemara says that, Gemara brings a Raya, not so clear what the Raya is, that by get it's for sure Mishum Yad. Rav says, well, maybe by get it's mishum yad, but we don't learn out cotton from a ketana, and we don't learn out mitziah from get. But maybe we do. Bottom line is machlekes if Yochanan and Rav Abba Kohen Bardala. Son of Allah is like a Yechon, the Chatzim Mishum Yad is Rabbi. There's no Russian here, right? That's the passage. So Luchar, we pass in like a Yechon on. And if we pass in like a Yechon on, yeah, we pass like a Yechon, the Chatzim Mishum Yad is Rabbi. Gemara has one side that maybe it's not a machlokes. That maybe by a ketana it's mishum yad, And by a katan, it's mishum chatan, because we have the paradigm from get. And by a katan, whom you can't learn out from get, so by him it's mishum shlichos. And maybe they're not really arguing. One was talking about a katan, one was talking about a katana. I'm not sure takashi what the halach is. Let's give him a time to test. Anybody have a Rambam? Kenyan? No, we'll just leave it for homework. I'll look it up. But meanwhile, let's say for the time being that for the time being, Machlekes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Chatzim Mishum Yad, Chatzim Mishum Shlichos, Rav Yochanan also Chatzim Mishum Yad. So let's take that as Maskana Chatzim Mishum Yad. Yeah, I'm not sure Laloha. Maybe it's a Katan Lektana. Then the Gemara has another discussion. The Gemara says, and Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, well, and Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph, the Gemara says, a member of Yud Aleph Shmuel, that in order for Chotzer to be kind, you have to have Oymed B'tzad Sadeo. The Gemara has kasha in that. The Gemara says, well, it depends if it's a chatzar mishtameres or chatzar she'ena mishtameres. A chatzar mishtameres, you could be anywhere. Chatzar shalom kainu l'shemidaita, could be the other end of the world. If it's a chatzar mishtameres, it's kind of you. Let's say a mitzia. And if it's a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, it's not fenced in, then you have to be oimid b'tzad sedeo. The Gemara has a kasha in that from a case of matona, which seems that a chatzar is kind of, even though it's not mishtameres, and even though it's not and you're not oimid b'tzad sedeo. So where's Michal Das Acheres Makne and not Das Acheres Makne? That by Matana with his Das Acheres Makne, so Chatzus Kainu Bechol Mokim, even if it's not Mishtameres. By a Metzia, where there's no Das Acheres Makne, then it's only a Chatzur Mishtameres. That might be important later on, because this is the only Gemara, Ferishing Gemara, that has the concept of Das Acheres Makne. He's going to talk about it. You're going to use Das Acheres Makne for other things. Don't really seem to be so related. Just to note, the only Gemara that says the idea of the words Das Acheres Makne, as far as I know, is this Gemara about a chotzer. That by a matana, it's easier. By a matana, we have Das Acheres Makne, then a chotzer is kind of a chomokim, even though it's not mishtameres. And by matana, we have Das Acheres, I'm sorry, which way did I say? By a matana with Das Acheres Makne, then a chotzer is kind of a chomokim, doesn't have to be mishtameres. By mitzia, then you have to have a chotzer mishtameres or oimid b'tzad sadeo. Rashi explains what's the logic. What is Das Acheres Makne accomplish? Not so clear. Like, what does it do, Das Acheres Makne? So Rashi says the following. Since it was a Das Acheres Makne, v'loy meyath kera konu, v'noichem matona zu liknois. It's easier to be kinder when there's Das Acheres Makne. That's the solution. It needs less of a kinyan. When you have Das Acheres Makne, it needs a less strong kinyan. So you could use a chatzar she'ena mishtameres also. But where there's no Das Acheres Makne, it's harder to be kinder. You need, just possibly the sense of Rashi, you need a stronger maisa kinyan. Then it has to be a chatzar mishtameres, or oimid b'tzad sedeos, and he's mishamer, I guess. Then the Gemara asks, what about get? By get, it says that you have to have, if you threw a get into a chatzar, into a bias, and Ula said, she has to be oimid b'tzad beisle b'tzad chatzar. She has to be oimid. I is das acheres machne. So why does she have to be oimid b'tzad sedeos? Shayim Eir, that really is a double kasha. First of all, it's Das Acheres Makne. Number two, it's even Mishtameres. We're talking about a bias is Mishtameres, and still she has to be Oymed B'Tzad Sedeo. So why by get does she have to be Oymed B'Tzad Sedeo? So basically, we're asking the following question. That we find by Matana and by Mecher that the Chatzar Shalom is kind of like B'chol Mokum. With the distinction that, with Das Acheres Makne, it does not have to be Mishtameres, where it's not Das Acheres Makne, it does have to be Mishtameres. But kach kach, Chatzar Shalom is kind of like B'chol Mokum. You don't have to be oimid b'tzad sedeo. And by a get, you have to be oimid b'tzad sedeo. So what's the difference? Why by a get does the chatzar only work if she's oimid b'tzad sedeo? Oimid b'tzad beisa, oimid b'tzad chatzera. And by maton and mecher, chatzera shalom is kainu le'bechal mokum. That's the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi. And this is the Gemara that Tosfos is quoting. Chotzer is Raboy Mishum Yad. Chotzer is Mishum Yad, like Rabbi Yochanan in the previous Gemara. Vilegora Mishlichus. But it's not worse than Shlichus. Let's say for the time being, it means it's both. It's Mishum Yad and it's Mishum Shlichus. It has both capacities. So Gabi Get, the Chayvu Lov in Chavan Lodom Ela Befanov. By Get, which is a Chayv, so there's no Zochan Lodom Shalai Befanov, there's no Zochan Isha Shalai Befanov by a Get. So you can't use the Shlichus aspect of Chotzer, at least it should not there, because in Chavan Lodom Ela Befanov. You have to use the Yad aspect of Chotzer. And therefore, she has to be Oymid B'tzad Sadeu. Passes the Gemara means, because in order for it to be a Yad, she has to be Oymid B'tzad Sadeu. Because besides the besad soda, so deho. Masha'en came by matana, this chusulai, vizochan lorim shalai befonov. So then you could use the shlichus aspect of chotzer. Because even if he doesn't know about it, but zochan lorim shalai befonov. And the shlichus aspect of chotzer would apply even if he's not oimid betzad, even if he's not oimid betzad sadeil. It's a poshim shatan gemar. What does Taisa really say? So Taisa said, therefore, pretty much like I was saying, ki habi dumi the yad. When it's Dumya Diyad, the Hainu Kshub and Sad Chatzere, when he's standing next to the Chatzer, so it's kind of even by a get, even by Kocha, or even a Ktano, like we had in the previous law, but a Kotun could have Yad. That's when it's Oymid Besad Chatzere. But because to be a Yad, it has to be Dumya Diyad. Dumya Diyad means you're Oymid Besad Sadeo. But when you're not Smuchel Chatzere, Dulay Avi Dumya Diyad, then it's not Dumya Diyad. So then, you might have thought, maybe if there's no Yad, so there's no Din Shlichus. So it's not true, like Garam is Shlichus, even if it doesn't have a Din Yad, but it has a Din Shlichus. Or it's like Garam is Shlichus. Let's say like that, it's like Garam is Shlichus. And therefore, since like Garam is Shlichus, so you could do Zochan Lodom Shlai Befanov. So by Matan and Mecher, you could go with Zochan Lodom, you could be kind of, the Chatz should be kind of with Zochan Shlai Befanov. But we still retain the chiluk between mishtameres and eidim mishtameres, that when it's das acheres machne, you don't have to have a chotzer mishtameres, and when it's not das acheres machne, you still have to have a chotzer ha mishtameres. That's the shtikul gemara. So somewhere buried in this gemara, Taisa saw a raya that's chiyas mitam shlichus, that zochan lanim shloim befonim has to do with shlichus. Where's the raya? So the raya is from the lashon of the gemara. The bottom line is this chotzer that shloim befonim, how is it kind of him? With Zochan Shalom Shalom Befanov. That's what the Gemara says. That's why it has to be a midi discuss. By a get where it's not a midi discuss, the chashi has to be Oymid B'tzad Chatzera. The Chatzer works at a distance, and unbeknownst to the Bailim, with the din of Zochan Shalom Shalom Befanov. But the Gemara calls that Shlichus. Chatzer Mishim Yoda, V'leigara Mishlichus. So the Gemara starts off with the word Shlichus. And then, but what's the case? It's the case of Zochan Shalom Shalom Befanov. Says Tosfos, oh, you see in this Gemara that Zchiya has to do with Shlichus. Zchiya is a form of Shlichus. The Gemara starts. The Gemara says Shlichus, and the example is Zochan Lodom Shalai Befanov. That's Tosfos derived from this Gemara L'chayra, that Zchiya is mitam Shlichus. Yeah. Interesting is the Rashba in Bava Metzia in Aleph Amud Beis. I'm going to leave you with this. You'll think about it. Rashi, see it. Ayin Aleph Omid Beis. This is the Rashi, one of the Rashi's where he talks about Schia by a Kotten. And Schia Mitam Shlichus. Divra Maskel here is Ein Dvarav Mechuvarim Be'enai. And in this Mosada of Kuk Rashba, it's the column is Tuf Kuf Pevav. It's Tuf Kuf Pevav. So B'Seichai Dvarim. He's trying to be mechiyach that schiyah has nothing to do with shlichus and a katan has schiyah. It doesn't have shlichus, a katan has schiyah. Shita Sirashba that we talked about. His bekul Talmudo is mashma de isli midirais is schiyah that a katan has schiyah midirais. Says, "Da'is lechotzer. Cotton has a chotzer. I feel a bit sick. I've eaten per kamen in mechilton. Chotzer is mishum. That's what I've eaten. Cotton has a chotzer mishum yad. The chotzer mishum schiyahu ki yada. And chotzer works as zochin." Mishum schil, like yad. That's so clear what he's saying. Chasim mishum yad, not mishum zochim. Because the Amr of Yosef Echanina, chaser shalom kaina le shalom yidait, like of Yosef Echanina said, chatser is kaina anywhere. Be amin and zochsili chaseri, zochsili. Now, this is the point that I want. This is the line that I want. V'yamrinon chotzer mishum yodis raboi v'leigara mishlichus. Gabech get the choyfula en choven loy la'odam shalai b'fonov. Gabech matonu deschus loy zochen la'odam shalai b'fonov. He brings a ray from this Gemara that chotzer works al zochen la'odam shalai b'fonov and not al shlichus. From this Gemara about chotzer mishum yadis raboi v'leigara mishlichus. And therefore, the media discuss it's Zochel Adam Shleib Afanov. The Rashba quotes this Gemara, and he quotes it as a raya that Tzchi is not mitam shlichus, but it's rather it's that Tzchi is not mitam shlichus. That's the bottom line. The details you take a look yourself. The Rashba quotes this Gemara as a raya that Tzchi is not mitam shlichus. The same Gemara that Tosfos Bayatz quotes as a raya that Tzchi is mitam shlichus. The Rashba quotes it as a raya that Tzchi is not mitam shlichus, or at least as part of a raya that he builds up that Tzchi is not mitam shlichus. That needs to have to. They both look at the same piece of Gemara, and Tosfos saw in the Raya that Tzchi is mitam shlichus, like we said before, because the lashon of Gemara is legorim shlichus, and then it says zochen lanu shleib b'fanav. We see that zochen is a kind of shlichus, and the Rashba brings this Gemara to show me that zochen lanu shleib b'fanav is not shlichus. Rather, works the Zochan Lanam Shleib Afanav. You have to take a look at the Rashba. But anyway, we need to figure out what's the Rashba over here saying, and how is it possible the Rashba took a look at this same Gemara that for Tosfos was a Raya, the Tzchi is Mitam Shlichus, and for the Rashba it serves as a Raya, or maybe part of a Raya, that Zochan Lanam Shleib Afanav is not Mitam Shlichus. It's a very short Rashba, this paragraph. I mean, it's a long Rashba here about the whole topic, but the paragraph I'm sending you to is just a short paragraph. But we need to figure out what he wants. Okay.